The devil's advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
I know you got a soul. Nothing is this pain. Listen if you're missing, y'all. Swing it while I'm singing. Give it what you're getting. Knowing what I'm knowing while the black.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I'm here in La Crosse. I got a fine guest at the table. He is Brad Pfaff. He is a state senator. He is a current U.S. congressional candidate. Brad running in the third CD. But first, you got to win a primary.
And I sure do.
Obviously, some big breaking news today. Got to start. Roe v. Wade, what's your reaction, sir?
Oh, it's awful. I mean, it's absolutely awful. The thing is this, is going to impact women and families throughout this country, particularly obviously in our rural areas, but all over. The thing is this, is that this is a tremendous setback. Never before in the history of our country have we seen it where we've got rights taken away, constitutional rights being taken away from our people. I think that is absolutely wrong. I'm extremely disappointed in this. I have spoken up over and over in regards to this. I think we need to do the following things here in the state of Wisconsin. Number one, we need to codify into state law Roe v. Wade. Codify this into our state law. Second of all, we need to make sure that we provide additional funds for reproductive health care here in Wisconsin for family planning to make sure that we have our families have the resources that they need going forward here. But this is just extremely disappointed. I just can't tell you. It was a real gut punch. And it's just something that I don't think anybody wins in this regard.
Well, Brad, there was a special session. There was an opportunity for Republicans to adopt or at least take up the conversation. And I understand ideologically there's quote-unquote pro-life Republicans. Mm-hmm. I get that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to allow this archaic 1849 statement, I mean, effectively, abortion's illegal in the state
it sure
of Wisconsin
is.
Right,
I mean,
now.
Think about it. 1849 is 12 years before the beginning of the Civil War. In 1849, Zachary Taylor, fresh from the Mexican-American War campaign, came back and got elected President of the United States. 1849, 70 years before women had the right to vote. Our state today, as a result of the fact that the Republicans in the state legislature, it only took them 13 seconds to gavel in and gavel out, as a result of the Supreme Court ruling today and the fact that the Republicans in the state legislature didn't move on Wednesday, we have gone back 173 years from 2022 to 1849. This isn't right. We can do better. I'm just absolutely frustrated by this. You know, I called on the governor. I was the first state legislature to call on the governor to go, have us go into special session. I'm proud and appreciative that the governor took up my call for action, but we can't stop. We have to get back and do our job in the state legislature right now. The Supreme Court has stated, Mike, they made it clear, it's now up to each and individual state. Well, let's get to work. Codify Roe v. Wade into state law right now. Make sure that we have the dollars that are available for our reproductive health clinics. Make sure that we've got dollars that are available for family planning services. Make sure that we continue to work with, you know, our religious organizations and churches. Make sure that we continue to reach out to adoption services. But most importantly, let's make sure that we provide the privacy rights for our women in this state.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show live on the road, La Crosse, Wisconsin, God's country.
Yes, it is.
And we're at Buzzard Billy's. We got a fine guest at the table. He is State Senator Brad Pfaff. He is running for Congress in the third CD. Brad, I know it's a big issue in Roe, but I got to ask you about your potential congressional opponent, Republican nominee by default, Derek Van Orden.
Yeah, he's an insurrectionist.
You go. Yes, an insurrectionist.
Yeah, I mean, this... I mean, he's very clear. I mean, he was in Washington, D.C. in a restricted area on January 6th. He was on the Capitol steps. January 6th, that shameful, awful, deadly day. And on top of that, last June, he huffed and puffed and marched into a public library in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, and he harassed a teenage librarian aide over a book display regarding Gay Pride Month. And speaking of books... He's an author. If you didn't know, he wrote a book, and within this book that he wrote, he bragged about sexually harassing two female nurses. And then to top that off, Mike, last fall, he tried to get on an airplane. An airplane for a domestic flight out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, with a loaded handgun. Well, think about that. I mean, just think about that. And now he's essentially the nominee for a major political party for the United States House of Representatives.
Well, Brad, and I don't mean to contradict you, sir, but if he got to Cedar Rapids with a loaded firearm, how did he get there if he didn't fly to Cedar Rapids? I mean, wasn't he on the return end of a round trip?
Well, so he lives in Prairie du Chien, which is in the southern part on the Iowa border. And I'm not sure
you don't have to defend him. My only question is, did he fly both ways and only get caught once?
Did he fly both ways and get caught once? That's exactly right. I don't have the answer to that. All I'm saying is this, is I believe that this race is based upon who has the temperament, who has the judgment, and who has the character in order to serve in Congress. And I believe that what we just described disqualifies him from serving in Congress.
You've had a fine representative here, Ron Kind, for years and years and years. And I've known Ron and still got a damn fine head of hair. But
yes,
Ron, Ron's done. Ron is not seeking re-election.
That's
and
right.
Ron obviously leaves here in the 3rd CD a very swingy district.
Very much.
And
so.
Trump won on the presidential side, but obviously Ron Kind still held
That's
serve
right.
in this perhaps swing or ticket-splitting district. So my question for you, Brad, is your former boss gave you the endorsement.
Yep.
Do you think you are the right guy to carry the mantle onwards for Ron?
Well, the key about this congressional district is you have to focus on these specific needs of this congressional district. These are hardworking, independent people. This is predominantly a rural district. While we have the city of La Crosse and city of Eau Claire and the city of Stevens Point and Wisconsin Rapids, it is predominantly rural. And as a result of that, you have to focus on those local community needs. My family's been in this area since the mid-1800s. I've spent my entire professional life working for the people of this district. They know me. I know them. I am confident come November we will be elected and we will continue to serve the people of the state of Wisconsin, the United States House of Representatives, in a manner that brings dignity, brings respect, and will always focus on the specific needs of this district.
Brad, if people want to support your campaign, how can they get involved?
www.bradpaff.com. Please go check it out. We've got a Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter. We're doing everything we possibly can on social media.
And a convention speech tomorrow
night. And a convention speech tomorrow night. We are at right around 6 o'clock in beautiful downtown La Crosse. People, come on over here. This is God's country.
It certainly is. Brad Paff, he is a candidate for Congress. He's a state senator. He's from La Crosse. That's where we're broadcasting from. Come back more.
Warning. Listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Can you hear me, man? The music's loud. Let me hear myself talk here. I am in God's country. I'm in La Crosse. Fine guest, Brad Paff. Thank you for joining me here at Buzzard Billy's. And if you are coming up to the DPW, if you're getting an early start, you know, enjoying some of God's country, you got to go to this restaurant, Buzzard Billy's, 222 Pearl Street. We're going to be broadcasting here until 6. And if, you know, recent history is any guide, I might be having dinner here later. Great victuals. They got Cajun style. You know Crudy likes to eat. Also want to thank the fine staff. They've been taking care of me all week here, and I just started broadcasting. Evan, in the world headquarters today, screening your calls. And we know there is lots to react to. Obviously, Roe v. Wade overturned. Can't say it was unexpected. My understanding of the official ruling is it very much reflects the leaked version of the ruling. And as I understand it, we are now, it would be illegal to obtain an abortion in the state of Wisconsin under pretty much any circumstance. Right now, it's banned. Because it was illegal before Roe v. Wade set aside the Wisconsin law. So effectively, we revert back to existing law. And that's what Brad Paff was referencing, and I'm sure many of our other guests today will do so. We're expecting Deb McGrath. She is a congressional candidate, a former CIA officer, and also a military officer. We've had Deb in the Bannister studios. Deb's going to join us here at Buzzard Billy's very, very soon, I suspect, here at the table. But Roe v. Wade overturned today, folks. And I got to tell you, this is a little stunning. We are going backwards. We're seeing people lose rights. And I can tell you, I was at a DPW event, first one Dominic and I ever broadcast 3 hours live from. And it was, I believe, around June 6th of 2014. And there was a question before the federal courts, and Barb Crabb effectively made same-sex legal in the state of Wisconsin, or at least put a stay in place that opened the door to same-sex marriage in the state of Wisconsin. It was codified shortly thereafter here in the great state of Wisconsin and across the nation, obviously, by a very shortly thereafter U.S. Supreme Court ruling. And the Roe v. Wade ruling, I mean, that was a great day. I saw the extension of new rights to same-sex couples to do what the rest of us take for granted, get married in the state of Wisconsin. So it is particularly hard here as, you know, I come to greet the Democrats at the Democratic Party convention. I've always looked at this, and that is one of the greatest days we ever broadcast. Not only did we have a great time that night, we got to meet so many of the very first same-sex couples to get married under this new opened right through the courts. And by Monday, we had like one of our busiest shows ever. Man, we had like 9 guests, all these couples, all these loving human beings that finally felt, you know, recognized by the courts. They had rights. They had the right to love who they loved and marry who they wanted to marry. And now there would be a question in my mind if that right is going to be taken back from those people as well, same-sex couples. Because if I understood the nature of at least the leak ruling, and it pretty much is what they've rolled out here, if I understand the nature of that, if it's not an enumerated right in the Constitution, well, hell, anything's game can be taken away by the courts at the whim of a conservative supermajority on the Supreme Court. And, you know, that's where we find ourselves. Women losing rights, people losing rights, this country going in the wrong direction. And that's where the Democrats find themselves today. And as I introduce you to more of the candidates, and I don't know if you're aware, but we're doing very special coverage all day today, all day tomorrow. I'm going to be broadcasting live on a Saturday night. We're going to keep plugged into the politics. I'll be at the Democratic Party convention. I'm going to have some fine interviews at the table. I'm going to start tomorrow's big show with Alex Lazary, U.S. senatorial candidate, Bucks executive on leave. Peter Pekarsky, very unique resume. You've heard Peter's ads on our radio station. Peter's going to join me from the DPW at 6:20. The current lieutenant governor, U.S. senatorial candidate Mandela Barnes, will join me from the table tomorrow as well. So I'm very excited to have those three big candidates. Later in this big show, we got Tom Nelson joining me here at the Buzzard Billy's. I can't forget the name of my favorite saloon in La Crosse and Victual Place. Also, later in the big show, I got Pat Kreitlow. I've got Ben Wickler, the Democratic Party chair, great state of Wisconsin. It's his party. Nobody's crying, but it's his party. So Ben Wickler joins us in the 4 o'clock hour. And as mentioned before, we've got another fine third congressional CD candidate, Deb McGrath. She's going to join us very shortly here at Buzzard Billy's. But this is hopefully an engaging electoral issue. This is something that, you know, the Democrats certainly better react to, their base better react to, women, people that love women, people that have daughters and mothers and sisters. We should all be outraged. We should all take some clear action. But what we cannot be is disengaged from the political process. We can't sit out the midterms. Oh, man. Lost some rights. Now I'm really not going to vote. Really? That cannot be the answer. The answer, I mean, man, I got to tell you, I'd be marching in the streets. I got sons. I got daughters. We all do. Or sisters or brothers or parents. Come on, man. Rights over one's body should be, should preclude one's right over enumeration in the Constitution and satisfying a supermajority of conservatives on the courts. So Roe v. Wade overturned. Abortion illegal in the state of Wisconsin. Democrats, what is the proper response? We'll ask them. We'll find out what their response is. Want to also hear yours on the big show. We're in the third CD. We're partying in God's country. Dom will join soon. You could join after the interviews at 844-967-2789.